Bill in Spring Branch on Mad Radio. Bill, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
I haven't heard anybody discuss, and I'd like your feedback on this umpire white band. To me, I'm you know by now, a lot more old school. Toughen up. You've got a job that probably pays them six figures. I'm not sure it does. They have to work 4 hours a day. They have 8 months a year. I mean, it's the microcosm of a lot of what's wrong with this country.
Well,
just toughen up, shut up, and go about your job.
I agree with 85% of that. We'll address more of that 9:30 tomorrow.
Why did you, as much as I enjoy talking to Bill.
That's on me.
All right.
And we address it now, a little bit early here in the meltdown. So
he was talking about a white band. He said white band, not white band. He wasn't banning known whites like Mike Meltzer.
Yeah, like Seth the
Baseball. If baseball tried to ban whites, it would be an ugly, ugly day.
So
he'd be getting rid of a whole lot of people.
Major League Baseball umpires this weekend, Saturday specifically, a bunch of them wore white wristbands because they feel as though they are too much under attack by the players.
Yeah.
This stemmed from Ian Kinsler, the second baseman of the Tigers. He called out Angel Hernandez as being a bad umpire, which he is, by the way.
Oh, yeah, he's awful.
Yeah, and they released a statement saying the verbal attack on Angel denigrated the entire MLB umpiring staff, and that is unacceptable.
Angel Hernandez denigrates the entire staff. What the hell are they doing? Why are they backing him up?
Yeah, this is the problem. Like, sometimes people are against unions because they sometimes, like, support people who aren't very good at their jobs.
Yeah.
I think this baseball thing is an example of that. Like, nobody thinks Angel Hernandez is good at his job.
But even if he's bad at his job, umpires would contend that he shouldn't be just torn apart by players. But this is all built up from the strike zone, and I always forget which the various proprietary names of the different strike visions and whatever.
There's like electronic strike zones.
Yeah, the electronic strike zone that players can go back to they can go up to the clubhouse or go back to the monitor between innings and check and see just how bad a call was. And by the end of the game, they know if they're getting, they know objectively whether they're getting screwed or not.
Yes.
It's not just their opinion. It's like, they know, like, yeah, I'm definitely getting screwed in this game.
So I'm not going to defend the umpires. I'm not going to defend the idea of people, you know, yelling and screaming at umpires all the time, but umpires in Major League Baseball are people who are paid six figures for what they do. They travel first class everywhere. They travel first class every city that they travel to. And it's by definition a hard job to do. And it's an emotional game. These are very competitive people, obviously. So criticism is inherently a part of the job.
But I wonder, this is where I will agree with Bill on this, because how long has it been since they cracked down on the arguing and the chest bumping and all of this? Like, we're not that far removed from it. Like, how sanitized have you become that you can't handle a couple of insults here or there?
I mean,
there used to be spitting in faces and everything. This is all mild and tame compared to the baseball I grew up with.
They feel it's open season on the umpires.
Like, huh.
Open season.
I know what it is, though. It's not. It's that the players are right. And they can prove that they're right.
Yeah.
They've always gotten abuse from players. It's that now, when the players are abusing
them, definitive.
That everybody knows they're right. It's now the fans know they're right, both the opposing fans and the home fans. And that's what they don't like.
I mean,
they're trying to say it's the abuse. It's the actual verification of their inadequacy that bothers them.
It'd be like
getting mad at your wife when you're in the divorce proceedings and she's reading through all the various awful things you've done. You can't get mad at the things you've actually done. That's what these umpires have done. They're getting mad at the things they've actually done. They're bad at their jobs.
Yeah, there are a number. I'm not gonna say like blanket, but it's a very hard job. And now there's technology to where we can definitively see that they're not very good at certain parts of their jobs. And oh, by the way, they're helped by the technology because of the introduction of replay over the last 5 to 6 years.
Yeah.
To where their mistakes can now be fixed. So I feel like the combination of the level that they are at job-wise, the amount of money they get paid, the way they travel, means you have to deal with some level of criticism. And I'm not saying every instance of criticism this year has been, you know, justified, every instance. I'm sure some players have gone over the line.
Yeah.
But by and large, I feel like deal with it. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, Justin Nichols, who interned for this station like 6 years ago. This is going to be a Game of Thrones spoiler alert that I will give in 3, 2, 1.
I think like you have to give more time than that.
3, 2, 1.
One more
based
time.
On Sunday's episode. 3, 2, 1.
In that amount of time, you can fly a dragon to north
of
the wall.
Exactly. And have it end up being an ice dragon.
Yeah.
Thursday, two people. Justin Nichols and somebody on our text line, who I wish I had recorded their number so I could block them permanently. So Game of Thrones, the latest episode, was released in Spain by accident last week. So it was leaked. So people could be able to watch it online. Some people
just
did.
Spain?
I believe just Spain, yes.
Okay. But then it made its way over here.
Exactly. Yeah. Because once it's
the
shown.
Internet.
Yeah,
I
because
gotcha.
The internet. Exactly. The old internet. So Justin Nichols, which I'm sure somebody listening right now like works with him or knows him, posts, now they have a dragon.
Yeah.
That's what he posts. And then this
he
other
just
guy
put it out there on Facebook.
Yes. And then somebody else on the text line Thursday, our last day in West Virginia, wrote in, now there's an ice dragon.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you look at yourself in the mirror as a human being if you do something like that? How? Like,
it's like going to a magic show. It's like going to a magic show and standing out on the front steps as people are filing in and being like, hey, here's how he does all the tricks.
Yes.
Like, this is a,
yes.
Like, you know, like, people know that they can go online and find out ways to do magic tricks. You don't want to know. You want to enjoy the illusion.
Yes.
And people who aren't sons of bitches don't ruin it for them.
Yes.
It's honestly, like, you have to take a good hard look at yourself. I don't know this Justin Nichols, but Justin, I have to tell you right now, you're being a son of a bitch. Like, do you understand? You're making your mother look like a bitch when you do this. Like, this is not acceptable behavior.
It's not.
People do not like you because of this. Just this one aspect. I don't know if you're a son of a bitch in general. Like, if as a person you're a son of a bitch. In this instance, you're acting like a son of a bitch. You cannot act this way. I don't know how old you are now. I don't know what your deal is. Don't act this way. People would despise you for it. It is indicative of some other glaring issue with your personality, and you need to work on it. I recommend therapy if you can afford it.
He justified it by saying on his Facebook that not everybody knows who has this dragon or what he's talking about. That's ridiculous. That's an asinine way to defend it. Like, this texter should be banned for life from our text board. This is unacceptable behavior.
Yeah.
Just because something's released on HBO Spain doesn't mean I need to, while I'm in West Virginia, by the way, go and watch this episode. This is preposterous activity. Awful. Awful.
By the way, one thing. I know.
Are we overreacting, Landry?
Guys, I just got to tell you, we got a weird situation here. So
do we?
Apparently, they're about to be live on TV in 40 seconds.
Oh,
40 seconds?
Yeah, let's just go ahead and embrace the madness instead
Caitlin
of me
Monty.
Just sitting there being on. Let's just listen in on this promotion. We got two lovely ladies here.
We do.
From Fox 26.
Can you turn their mics on?
Yeah, let's turn their mics on. Let's
so
get them
we
going
have
right
Caitlin
now.
And Coco, who are their new show on Fox 26, The News Edge, is on at 10 p.m. on weekends.
Yeah, they're straight from here from that show.
Okay, we're gonna. I'll be
here
quiet.
Yeah, let's listen to their
this
promo.
This is gonna be them doing.
This
their
is what
promo.
It's supposed to sound like.
How much time do we have?
We're live now.
Oh, we're live
right now. Yes.
Do your promo, ladies.
What's going on?
Hey.
How are you guys this morning?
We're doing
good
really
morning.
Well.
How long have we been live on Fox 26?
Long enough.
Okay,
long
good.
Enough.
Gotten a taste of
okay.
you.
Yeah.
Which is good stuff.
We're excited. Look, we're excited for your show. I was excited when I found out our old coworker Coco is in here now.
Oh, thank you guys. I miss you.
Oh, dude.
We miss you as well.
Miss us that much.
I miss all that smack talking.
You get to, yes. You get to be around men that dress well now. Versus men that dress like us. All
that's
day
a well dressed to me.
Yeah.
It's a clean t-shirt.
It's a good
that.
That's shit.
Two days, not it's too there. Bad.
Depends on the day of the week. So what should we know about the new shows and the new lineup that you guys have on Fox 26?
So it's on nice and late, 10 o'clock. And basically what we've done is we've taken news and we've applied a lot of what y'all do in sports radio.
Okay.
And just getting to the point. So it's a half hour. We're just gonna get to the point with all the news, and it's rapid fire, and we're picking the stories based on what people are talking about. So we're going to move through it really quick, and the viewers get to be part of the show, whether you're tweeting us your thoughts, sending us comments on Facebook, or viewers can even send in videos of them ranting about anything, Texans or Astros or news. And they could be our point of viewer, and they could actually get their face on the show.
That's a whole lot of sticking and moving for television. That's
it is.
That's
it's in a quick 30
that's stressful.
Minutes.
Yeah.
It can be, but yeah. We move so quick, and we love it. And, you know, I'm taking everyone behind the scenes. You know, I got some good contacts, so I'm getting everyone exclusive access, things we don't normally get.
So you're going to be at the going around to the various teams, the Texans and everything?
Yeah. I hung out yesterday, open practice. I got a chance to talk to Whitney Merciless, so he's going to be on tonight, just a behind the scenes kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just talking lifestyle with
yeah.
you guys.
And then so let's see, Whitney, who's your next favorite athlete that you're going to try to get? Ooh. You have to get Altuve. You're a Coco.
That would be fun.
Well, you're a, Coco, you're a Houstonian by birth.
Yes,
you've
I
been here your whole life. Caitlin, you're from New York.
Yes.
New York City?
New York City, yeah. I chose Houston. I lived in New York, and I said, you know, there's a better way. And then I thought, Houston. And I was right. This is the best city I've ever lived in, and it's really been fantastic getting to know Houston. One of my favorite assignments when I was back reporting was I would go on the weekends to all the tailgates for the NFL games, and man, dude, Texans fans and just Houston sports fans know how to welcome people in, and it's football's like nothing I've ever seen before.
Well, we will not shame you for eating too much barbecue here.
You have to eat barbecue.
So how do you guys decide exactly what the viewers are interested in and all that you were mentioning a few minutes ago?
Oh, we're looking all day long on Facebook and Twitter, or we're looking on Reddit. I mean, everywhere that people are having conversations, that's where we are.
Okay.
So we're going to be picking that. And hey, if someone has a story, they say, look, everyone needs to know this. Message us. Tweet us.
Yeah, anything that's hot and trending and what the people are talking about.
Okay.
So, let's skip your... In sports, it's all Twitter, and we're getting old and lame because of that. I was about to ask you to give your Twitter handles out. Give that Instagram, the Snapchat, whatever the kids are into these days.
Well, they're into everything. Yeah. We will stay out of some of those things. But the Twitter...
Have you seen the Lindsey Vonn photos?
I need to see them again.
Again. Sounds a little by your buzz.
Give me your info.
Okay, so at Miss Coco Dominguez, and that's all the way around on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram.
And I'm at Caitlin Monty, and you can also follow at Fox 26 Houston, and we're all over there as well.
Awesome. The News Edge every night at 10 p.m.
Every night at 10 p.m.
Every weeknight, 10 p.m.
Yeah, before you go out or before you go to bed. I mean, it depends on the kind of person you are.
I thought you were staring at me before I go to bed. You know I go to bed early, and I'm lame, and I'm old. Now I feel Coco's always been too cool for me, and it's gotten even worse now that she's
in
television.
I'm on your show right now, and you guys, this is making me cool right
Just
now.
Just stay up late and tweet us at the end of the show your thoughts,
He's
and then we'll
around.
Know that you're cool. You stay up.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
You stay up sometimes.
I do.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
The times he does stay up, he probably stays up all night, so he doesn't miss the show in the morning.
That's true. That's getting harder and fewer and further to come by.
And then we get very angry the next morning because we're grumpy and such. All right, so again, so Fox 26, they have the Fox 26 News at 9 with Caitlin and Jonathan Martin. The Fox 26 News Edge at 10 o'clock, anchored by Caitlin Monsey. So they are in studio with us. In the Loops comes your way at 10 o'clock here. It is a Tuesday edition of Mad Radio Sports Radio 610.